From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say a dozer operator hired to help battle the car fire was killed in Reading while doing just that. No word on his identity as yet. As of 9 p.m. Thursday night, close to 500 structures had been destroyed by the fire. Another 15 were threatened. Also, a number of areas were placed under evacuation orders. The community of French Gulch under one. Residents along State Route 299 west of Trinity Mountain Road to the base of Buckhorn Summit also under evacuation. Residents along Whiskey Creek Road, to include the boat launch and day use areas, are evacuated as well. The fire grew to 28,000 acres Thursday night. The Eureka Police Department wants you to register your security camera with them. The department's now using the Security Camera Registration Module. Security camera registration allows residents and businesses within the city limits to voluntarily register their cameras. The registration only includes the location and contact information for those wanting to register the cameras. Police will not have access to the camera systems, but will be aware that a camera exists when investigating a crime in or around a particular neighborhood, which could be a big help during investigations. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit's cracking down on more illegal pot-growing operations. They honed in on four parcels in the Rancho Sequoia area of southern Humboldt this week. Deputies eradicated about 22,000 growing cannabis plants. Deputies also seized and destroyed about 24.5 pounds of processed pot and about 184 pounds of cannabis shake. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office wants your help locating a missing man last seen in the Elk River area. Late Wednesday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to the area of Elk River Road and Berta Road to conduct a welfare check on a possibly disoriented male walking on Elk River Road. The subject, identified as 62-year-old Ronald Swinnick of Eureka, but officers couldn't find him. Thursday morning, they got another call from a logging driver in the area of Elk River Ridge Road who spotted a seemingly disoriented man walking up the logging road. The description provided to the man matched the description of Swinnick. Authorities have been conducting a search and rescue operation in the Elk River and Headwaters area in an attempt to locate Swinnick. Arcata is adding to National Night Out with a community building campaign to promote police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. It happens Tuesday, August 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Arcata Community Center. Find out more on the CHP Humboldt Facebook page. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.